time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Ever Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
And away we go. Not Charlie Evers on this Thursday, October 17th. Charlie is out sick today. We hope he's out there listening. I assume he is. I'm sure he is. Charlie, get well soon. And we will see you back here tomorrow or next week, whichever comes first. We hope to see Charlie back. No, what? I see Glenn Coble
come first.
I got to get your mic on.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure tomorrow comes before next week.
But I'm saying, I don't know if Charlie will be back tomorrow or if he'll be back next week.
I got you.
Did you?
Now I do.
Did it sound bad?
No.
So this is the thing, because Charlie's out, it took two people to fill in.
Yeah, and maybe three if
he comes. It might take three, because I think we have another one on our way here this morning. But we're going to do basically what Charlie does. We'll have some trivia questions, and we're going to talk about some things here on the station and maybe continue the conversation we were having on my program this morning about odd things people eat. Now, did you hear this, Glenn?
I did. I listened to it, and some of them made me a little nauseated on the way to work.
You don't want a ketchup sandwich?
No, thank you.
I can get you a ketchup sandwich.
My wife would love that, but
really?
No, thank you. I do eat peanut butter and lettuce, which is a little unusual.
Well, we heard that one this morning. We heard peanut butter and lettuce. We heard ketchup sandwiches. We heard groundhog. We heard sweet pickles and peanut butter. We heard apparently just a tablespoon of peanut butter and syrup on top.
That sounds okay.
See, that one blew my mind. I would never dream of doing that.
Well, I wouldn't dream of it either, but it sounds at least edible. Well, groundhog does not sound edible. I would think of Chuck.
It's an animal. It's an animal.
I know.
You know, there, Terry Cole, who was with WMRN for many years, he used to have a joke about Groundhog Day, and he used to say, you know why they serve Spam on Groundhog Day, because it is kind of odd that they serve the Spam. You know what the reason is, don't you?
No, I don't.
It's Groundhog.
Oh, jeez. That's really stretching the punville.
That was Terry Cole's type of humor. If you ever knew Terry, that was his type of humor. But, Spam was groundhog.
That's cool. Well, hey, this is kind of interesting, you and I talking on the air. We almost always talk
off the air.
Off the air when I'm engineering Charlie's show. So.
Yeah, so this is fun for us to actually have these conversations on the air. Now,
I'll have to be careful, though. Sometimes I say things that I shouldn't say.
Oh, but that would be good for us today. We can put them in the archives.
There you go.
So if you slip in the next 2 hours,
I won't.
That'll be good. Now, Swap Shop is today, 12:15 to 1 p.m.
Right.
And we're all hopeful because you got 9 calls last week.
I did, yeah.
And 7 were to sell, 2 were to say attaboy.
Yeah.
And so we've got to beat 9 calls today.
Yeah, and 2 of them, by the way, were for free animals, which was kind of... That's kind of an iffy Swap Shop thing, but that's good. We love to give away the animals.
So people, what kind of animals were they giving away?
Well, we had white bunnies, and one of them, by the way, had little black tips on it.
Boy, that just about got X-rated there. That was very close.
Yes.
You got to watch how you say that.
Okay.
Little and, black tips.
Tips, as tips. In give me a tip for the serving your drink.
Service.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we had, I think, 4 kittens and a mom cat that were, and that was Bill that was giving those away, I believe. Or Bob. I'm sorry, Bob.
You said Bill yesterday.
I know. It's starting
on
with
the
me.
Air now, Glenn.
I'm an old man.
Bob. I know Bob's out there listening. So now we've got Swap Shop today from 12:15 to 1 o'clock every Thursday. And we had two calls this morning about how possibly to make the show a tremendous success. Now, the first one was, and I didn't know if you did this because I wasn't here last week, do you write down what people call in?
Every time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, somebody said post them on the Facebook page.
Well, that's a good idea. Yeah. And I wrote them all down. I kind of did it in a shorthand, but I think we could put it on there. And that's the way I'm showing Scott
I see
how I did it. I put on there whether they're free or how much, and I put a little tiny description of everything. And as long as not too many people call in, if I get 20 people calling in, I'm going to struggle to write all this down. I get the writer's cramp real fast.
Well, in 40 minutes of the program last week, how much was filled with calls versus you repeating what you were saying?
Oh, that's a good question. I would venture to say that the calls probably filled 25 of the minutes, and then 15 minutes was me repeating stuff, and because I repeated everything about three times.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, and I tried to talk with the people that called in because I knew that it wasn't going to be an overload of people, and the people were really interesting. I really enjoyed talking to some of the people about what they were getting, finding out about what the cats look like and so forth. Yeah, it was kind of fun. I'm looking forward to today.
So we got 9 last week, and that got us to the 25-minute mark. So if we get to, like, 18, you would just be full all time.
Yeah.
Full whole show.
It's going to be tough with only one phone line coming in, too.
Well, that keeps it nice and paced.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, and with the 20-second delay, that means if they call in just a hair too early, they're not going to get in.
That's exactly right. And if the phone rings busy, I always say this, just keep calling back.
Please.
Because that's all. We just have somebody else on the line, and sometimes we're operating on a delay. But the phone lines are open now, so if you have any thoughts on the Swap Shop, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Or if there is anything odd that you eat or have seen anybody else eat over the course of your life, let us know. We went the gamut this morning. We went from bacon, grease, and sugar that somebody's uncle used to eat to mayonnaise sandwiches, ketchup sandwiches, all these interesting things. Is there anything you or anybody in your family ever ate that you thought was odd?
When my folk trio and I went to Amsterdam, I thought I had eaten just about everything, but we went to Amsterdam and had smoked eel. And that was the nastiest stuff I had ever eaten in my life. Yeah. And then another thing was the first time I ever had calamari, and you asked about that yesterday on your show. Or no, it was a repeat. But anyway, you asked about it on one of your shows. And I didn't know what calamari was, and I started eating and thought, this is pretty chewy, but pretty good. And then I asked what it was, and all I had to do is look at the plate, and I knew what it was.
Now, see, do you think if people visualized what they ate that they would not eat it?
Oh, absolutely. I'll tell you one thing I ate that I think I mentioned it on my show, that I will never eat if I knew what it was. I would never have eaten it. I'm sorry, Dad. My father was also an English professor as well as a minister, and when I mess up my English language, I always apologize to my dad. Anyway, we went when I was with the Army Field Band. One of our tours went to Quito, Ecuador. The only time I have ever been south of the equator. And no, nobody did anything as we crossed the equator. We were in Quito.
Are you supposed to do something when you cross the equator?
If you go on a boat, Poseidon supposedly comes up out of the water.
Really?
Well, you know, the sailor dresses up like Poseidon.
You know, a lot of people are on the keto diet. We were talking about that this morning.
It's spelled a little different, but yeah.
But I still say that the keto diet is Vietnamese.
Really?
Well, keto, I mean, doesn't that sound like where the word comes from?
Yeah. But I always thought it was basically the Atkins diet with a few corrections.
Well, right, and we talked about this morning, and I feel awful because Sean called in this morning, and he was talking about how he had started the keto diet, and he stayed on for about 15 minutes this morning, and I was telling...
Oh, I thought you meant on the diet for about 15
no,
minutes.
No, no. See, you're going to get in trouble like I
know. I'm sorry, Sean.
See, because what happened was I was saying to Sean on the air, you know, this is casual conversation, I was saying that I think that diets are set up to fail because he was talking about how he loves apple pie and how he loves pizza and now he's got to stay away from it for a long period of time being on this keto diet. And I said, well, that's going to fail because the first time you deprive yourself of that, especially with the holidays coming up, you're going to resent it. And then you're going to get off the diet.
Yeah.
And one of our great callers called in and told me that I was setting him up to fail, and that I'm completely in the wrong. Now, if you're still out there, that caller, because she hasn't called back, call back in, because I think we had to cut off because we hit a break.
Yeah.
I believe that I was being nice. Don't you think, Glenn, that I was being nice to Sean this morning when I said that?
When I think of you, Scott. The word nice doesn't jump out at me, but...
well, it should.
You're a kind person.
Kind.
And
what's the difference between kind and nice?
Well, that's a good question. I see it as a little bit moderated from... Nice sounds to me like an 8-year-old girl playing jacks on the... I don't know.
Okay, I was trying to be kind
yes.
to Sean this morning.
Yes.
Yes.
And no, I don't think that was kind.
You don't?
No, I think... Probably you were setting him up to fail.
No.
And there you're getting your call.
All right, here you go, Glenn. Get ready. Here, let's go. Go ahead, caller.
Nice.
here we go. Because, you know, I think I was being kind.
No. Not when it's... He has a problem. It's like a lot of us, we have problems. You obviously don't have that problem.
Well, I think I have problems, but
I'll chime in on that
we
one.
We don't talk about it, brother.
No, there's definitely problems here. But what I have done over the years when it comes to that particular issue, when it comes to weight and things like that, you know, and I always hate, you know what's weird? I hate talking about myself. I'd much rather talk about Sean at this particular point. But what the truth is...
Turn the radio off, Sean.
Yeah, turn the radio off. What I do is, in a regular daily life, when I go to the grocery store in my house, I don't keep anything with sugar, and I don't keep anything with flour. Mm-hmm. And I've done this since 2000. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't because I was diagnosed diabetic. I don't have high blood pressure. I just had a physical recently, so I can truly say I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have high cholesterol.
You give high blood pressure. You don't have it. Yes.
With
my,
there you go, Glenn.
In my kind nature, I do give high blood pressure. But my blood sugar levels are good. Which, by the way, do you know how they test your blood sugar now? I guess they probably still can do it with blood.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
There's another way they can do it.
No, I don't.
I can't tell you on the air.
Oh, okay.
Because it doesn't sound good when I say it.
Okay.
I didn't know it till I got this physical.
Huh.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about?
They have you lick a piece of paper.
Well, it does have to do.
That's DNA.
Yeah, that's DNA. When I end up killing somebody, that'll be what they do. I keep the flour out of the house. I keep the sugar out of the house. So if I am home and I'm cooking something, it's going to be either something probably with protein in it or something that does not have any sugar.
Well, yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, and I don't salt my food. I don't do that.
Yeah.
And every night, rain or shine, in Ohio, I go out and walk for a mile.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I've done it. But if I do go out to a restaurant, if I want a hamburger, I'll have it. If I want pizza, if I'm at a pizza, I'll have it. But it's never in my house.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So that's how I've done it.
I've doubled what you do. I walk 2 miles a day.
Well, there you go.
And you're
double my age.
Yeah, and I'm also probably double your weight.
But that's what I've done. So I'm not faulting Sean, but I think just changing the diet is... That's
no,
not going to work.
Like I told you earlier, it's an attitude. It's just a way of life, and you know, if he may be at that spot in his life where, you know, something, because if health doesn't do it, I don't think there's too much of anything that's going to, unless he has some frock he wants to get into for
all. I can see him in a frock.
A closet full of frocks that he wants to get into.
That's his goal.
Oh, my. Poor man. We're beating him up.
That's a good British word, isn't it? Well, frock is British, isn't it?
I don't know. But you also have to be careful how you say that on the air.
That's what close would do.
I enunciated.
Well, the reason I went on the Atkins diet.
Oh, you did the Atkins diet.
Yeah, and I did it for about 3 or 4 months because I had a motive. I was going to my youngest son's wedding, and I wanted to fit in that suit.
The Atkins diet, which is the American version of the Vietnamese keto diet.
Yes. And I lost, I got down to about 190, and I hadn't been under 200 in a while.
Well, caller, you're on the keto, and I know you mentioned this yesterday, but this might be a different day part. What can people eat? What do you eat on the keto?
Well, protein. I always make sure I get enough fat in my diet because that's very important. You know, your proteins and your fat. Sometimes if I think I haven't had enough fat, I will just put a pat of butter in my coffee to make sure I get
it. I heard that last night is a good way to help cut down your weight because you don't use sugar.
Right.
The butter.
Yeah.
Well, somebody asked me the other day about, I think we're talking about whipped cream. Mm-hmm. And whipped cream does not have sugar. Cool Whip. Cool Whip does not have sugar, and it does not have carbohydrates.
But you're just better off to go out and get your heavy whipping cream in my situation. Just get the heavy whipping cream and make it, way.
You know what I've done about my weight, Scott? And I've told my wife that she should do the same thing. We both walk. We thought we'd lose some weight if we walked. Wrong. Anyway, what you need to do is cut back. We decided at 70 plus, to hell with it. Excuse me. I'm sorry, FCC. We are going to live the latter part of our life happy, but try to be as active as possible.
Well, yeah, because that you still have to go to the doctor.
Yeah, I go every 4-3 months.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, once you have a heart attack, boy, they got you over a barrel.
Right, but you're trying to, fit in. But I don't know. I think I've just always had a weight problem ever since I can ever remember. So it's just been my life, and so naturally, I'm looking for something that is going to change my life, and I've just read and heard so much good about this, and I figured my youngest son told me, Mom, you need to do this, and he has always been such a good.
Caller, we got about a minute break here. Just stay right there. Stay with us. We'll be back on the other side of this minute break. Okay. Short but important, Charlie. Rumor has it, 1 year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here live on WWGH Radio. Scott Spears, along with Glenn Coble, filling in for Charlie Evers, who's out sick today. And we're talking about the famed, exciting, I'll tell you, those Vietnamese people, they come up with great things over there in Vietnam. What have they invented in Vietnam, besides the keto diet?
I have no idea. Maybe our caller knows.
Rickshaw. Oh, no, that's from Japan, isn't it?
I would think.
Yeah, okay. We're back to the keto diet here on WWGH Radio. Now, caller, go back to what you were saying before the break.
I'm over 70. I don't remember
that this is the time your son encouraged you
Oh, yes. He's always given me such great advice. He's the one that talked me into having my second hip replacement just before they had their first baby. He says, Mom, now's the time to do it before we have the baby. And you know, he's just been an excellent, you know, advisor to me about things. And so I saw his success, and he explained to me how he felt different. And so.
Now, how is, you know, just overall here, how is your health pretty good?
Yes, it is.
Well, there you go.
I get good checkups, and the doctor just kind of looks at me when he looks at my weight like, well, they never praise you.
Yeah.
They never praise you when your weight's down.
Do you do something? One of the things I do every time I go to the doctor's office, and you've admitted you're a little bit above what you want to be, I go there, I wear the lightest pants I can. I'd wear shorts if it was in the middle of the summer. Yeah. And I also, I take my wallet out of my pants. I don't wear a belt that day. I find every ounce that I can take off.
You take your shoes off?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when I go weigh myself. Usually it still comes out too high.
Yeah, but just think how much different it is, you know. And in the wintertime, you got to peel, you know, you just go in half frozen because you can't wear those heavy jeans.
Well, I haven't had to do it in the winter before. I mean, I have, but hadn't thought about it. This year, I'm going to wear my heavy coat when I go on the weighing machine. I'm going to wear everything. And then I'll really confuse the guy.
He may tell you to take them off.
Oh, yeah, I might.
Well, think of all the weight you'll lose in spring when you take that coat and all those heavy things off.
Yeah, I'll get praised then.
That's right.
But you know, you were talking about groundhog earlier. There's a good keto.
Oh, yeah, fry up a groundhog.
I was worried that they fried up Buckeye Chuck when we were listening to that.
That little bit there?
The little bit in between.
You can have Spam on keto, right?
I don't know. I've never checked it.
Why would you want to?
I've told all this other wonderful things I can have. Why would I want to eat Spam?
Absolutely.
Oh, because people, number one thing, Scott, it's in the can, and I try to avoid his processed things.
And it's got that nasty stuff on the top when you pop it out. It goes and it plops on. Oh,
people love the Spam. I don't like Spam, but a lot of people love the
My
Spam.
My wife does.
There you go.
Well, I'm not saying anything bad about Spam because I used to come out and get the Spam sandwiches, but I wouldn't go out of my way.
What does Spam stand for?
Everything I can think of is not repeatable. And it has nothing to do with SPAM.
You know, stupid pork. masquerading as meat.
I'm sure that title has something to do with it's not real meat, is it?
I think it is ground, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's kind of like shavings.
Yeah, they gave us something like that when I was in the Army for, you know, K-rations. They weren't K-rations. K-rations, I believe, were the cookies and the crackers. But it was in a can, and you'd get it. But fortunately, I didn't have to be out in the boonies too long. So,
you know what will be here long after we're all dead is Spam and Twinkies.
Twinkies for sure.
Twinkie. I don't know what's in a Twinkie, but it never expires.
No. I'm going to look the next time I look at a Twinkie and see if it has an expiration
date. There's something
date.
In there.
2055.
It's been years since I've had a Twinkie. I don't even think about Twinkies.
Oh, I love them, but I don't eat them.
Don't you crave a Twinkie every so often?
No.
Nah.
No. The only thing I
oh, yes, you do.
No, I really don't.
You just said you loved them.
I loved them when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
My lunch.
It's over now.
My lunch, way over. When I was in high school, I used to go with Randy Steele. I know he's not listening, but because he lived in Valparaiso, Indiana. But I'd go with Randy Steele, and we'd sneak out of, we were supposed to stay on campus, but we didn't. We'd sneak out and went to a little grocery store like they used to have, and we'd have a Coke and either a Twinkie or a Hostess Ho-Ho, and that was our lunch.
Oh, those Ho-Hos are very sweet.
Oh, yeah. And thank goodness my mother and father are both passed, because she would have had a fit if she knew I was doing that.
But back in those days, people weren't on diets.
Oh, heck no.
No.
You didn't have to. Did you ever look at the old pictures, how thin people were?
Well, what was going on back then?
Yeah.
They didn't have enough to eat. I don't know.
Maybe.
My father was a little chunky but he wasn't fat.
He was.
I'm a little larger size than he is, but about the same shape.
Well, we didn't also have as many processed foods.
Yeah.
Well, I think Sean was talking about this when he called in about how most. I think he said he's lived in his house for 2 years and never turned the stove on.
Oh, wow. That could be a problem.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's everything is processed and everything is substituted.
I'm worried that one of these days we're going to find out that microwaving causes cancer. Eating microwaved food or something.
But microwaves have been around for a long time now. Don't you think we'd come on to that?
I don't know. Smoking had been around a long time, too.
Well, I think in today's world, we love to run tests on everything.
I hope they've run tests on that.
I hope so. It's cell phones is the one, because that's fairly new.
Yeah, and have you ever noticed how if you keep your cell phone in your pocket all day, it kind of warms up in your pocket, or at least mine does. And I sit and watch television late at night. I watch political stuff, naturally. And I have my laptop on my lap, and I notice that the side where the battery is there starts to get hot, not just warm, hot. So,
you know, my
scary.
Big question of anything like that is looking at this computer screen all the time. Because my first, I've only had one cataract removed, and I was only 50, and Dr. Ago said that's very unusual for my age. But I had looked at computer screens, and I just wonder, sitting in front of screens all the time, whether that isn't hard on our eyes.
That's a good question. I'm going to the ophthalmologist a week from yesterday.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm going is because I'm relatively certain I have a cataract in my left eye, and probably starting in the right eye. And I looked at computers while I was in athletics, and the part of the athletics that I was involved in was the... publications and the statistician stuff and so I've looked at computers mm-hmm. since they came out. Matter of fact, I had the very first computer in a sports information office back in 1978 is when I got my first computer. So I've been looking at them for a long time, mm-hmm. and I kind of wonder if that.
Well,
has
I wonder
caused that.
Too. I don't know, what your doctor would say about that, but he did say that. He said, "Did you have damage to your eye when you were younger?" He asked me all these questions, and I said, "No, I haven't." Hmm. He says, "Well, it is unusual, but it was." And so
it's just a clouding of the lens.
And think how much easier it is now, Glenn. Cataract surgery, you used to have to stay in hospital for 10 days with your head held between sandbags.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy.
Well, I'm asking this because I'm fairly certain I'm going to have to do it. How was it? Was it tough?
Oh, it was so easy. It's stinking easy.
Uh-huh.
And the only thing I can say
stinking
about when you
easy.
Get cataract surgery, unless you've got some really weird problems with having somebody come close to your eyes, if that freaks you out, I'd rather do that than have to go to the dentist.
Oh, there is nothing worse than going to the dentist.
Well, yeah, maybe that's not a good comparison.
I absolutely hate going to the dentist. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it. I'm kind of a baby when it comes to just putting drops in my eyes. So.
Oh, well, I can still remember being wheeled back there and then laying there and hearing the doctors talk. And I knew they were working on my eye, but I was so happy I didn't care.
Well, don't they give you kind of a little medicine to make you less...
Well, you got a little medicine, but by golly, you can still...
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't care, Glenn.
Yeah, okay, I'm looking forward to it. It's better than having a beer.
Skip the beer, get the cataract surgery. That's the way it's going to go. But I think in just defense here, because I want to bring this up again, because people might have just tuned in, I was kind to Sean this morning.
Boy, you're going to beat that dog
to death. I think I was
feeling guilty.
No, I was just, I never dreamed that I was would be called on the carpet for being unkind.
No, I don't think it's so much unkind as you got to be supportive. And when push comes to shove, don't remind him how much he
No, I just think it's going to happen. This is what I got to be honest.
That's not being honest. That's just
Well, caller, none of us here at the station are real thin. So.
No,
we've all got this problem. We all want the apple pie.
And he's going to set such a good example because he's going to go around with his frocks on.
If he wears a frock, I'm leaving.
Listen, I wish him the best.
I do, too.
I send him happy thoughts, but I just believe that there is going to be a moment, because when you deprive yourself of something you want, that's when the wheels come off.
Yeah. Well, what about, though, when you see how much better you feel, and you think, hey, man, this is not half bad, although I'm not necessarily big into sweets. I can get into them with the rest of them, but I always have, like, saltier things, and so I'm probably closer to being carnivore-like than, missing the sweets.
Well, this is just what, like, what I, did you hear earlier on when I said, you know, Richard Simmons went nuts?
Now, you don't know this guy.
Well, I do. The man's hauled up in his house for 3 years, and nobody's seen
probably
him.
Probably just wanted to wear long pants.
Well, we all wanted him to wear long pants.
Yes, a long time ago.
But he could do that, but he won't be seen in public. He won't go to the grocery. He won't go do anything.
Yeah.
And I believe it's because he's now heavier, and it would ruin his whole deal. Yeah, a meal.
Yeah.
But see, that's it. One day he wanted a piece of carrot cake, and it was over for Richard.
Blew it right there.
Blew it.
I had an interesting situation with Richard Simmons. We had... when I was with DePaul University, our assistant coach, his name was Ken Cerubi, and he's still here. So, hey, Ken. But Ken was absolutely a handsome man. And
Lord, I don't like where this is going.
Well, he was 6'3", 6'4", something like that. And Ken and I were walking across Hollywood Boulevard, going back to our hotel. We were playing UCLA, and Richard Simmons walked across. And we crossed, and I said to Ken, I said, that's Richard Simmons. And that made Richard look up, and he said, aren't you gorgeous? To Ken. And that's the only thing that he said. And we kept walking.
Did you pick up your speed?
We might have.
Was he in those little short shorts and tank top that he used to wear?
Yeah, he wasn't in those, by the way.
He had clothes on?
Yeah, he had full clothes on, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I wonder, I bet the baby oil ruined all his clothes.
Probably. I did notice his pants were sticking to his legs.
Why was he always doused in baby oil?
I don't know.
Make me uncomfortable.
Oh,
and I would see him on, like, David Letterman, or he used to go on. Letterman, he was on a lot. And I don't think Letterman liked him, because he used to spray him with the fire extinguisher. But why was he? I don't know. Baby oil and Simmons. But, hey, caller, we're coming up on a break.
Okay.
Time's blowing by. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're going to hit a break here on the Charlie Evers Show. But if you want to get in on the conversation, we're going to go. We might even talk more about Richard, because why is Richard Simmons disappeared?
Yeah, why don't you interview him?
Well, you can't find him. He's at his home, locked up under baby oil. We'll be back. Hey, Ted, what's the best part about being so well-known?
Well, meeting all kinds of new people, you know, taking pictures and signing autographs.
That's great. What's the worst part?
That after signing a 500,000 autographs, I've got the worst case of carpal tunnel syndrome since John Hancock.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we're back here. Scott Spears and Glenn Coble filling in for Charlie Evers, who's out sick today. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, Charlie, get well, Charlie.
Yeah, if you're out there listening, Charlie, get well. And we're talking about keto diet and diet plans and diet ideas. And apparently I've doomed all dieters to with my unkindness this morning. I don't know. But if you have any, if the phone is ringing busy while we were on the line with the great caller there, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. What are your thoughts on any of this? Do you think I was unkind? Do you think that Richard Simmons ran out of baby oil and that's why he's home right now, or that he ate the chocolate cake?
You're definitely being unkind to Richard Simmons.
Well, I don't care about Richard Simmons because Richard, I never liked him. When he would go on these talk shows, he was annoying.
Well, it's probably homophobic, but he...
No. From you.
No, from me. But oh, okay. He made me uncomfortable. I'm sorry.
Well, it wasn't that. It was just the baby oil. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Yeah, earlier you were talking about word sandwiches and this and that. When that lady called earlier about putting mustard and sugar on a sandwich.
Ooh. Yes, mustard and sugar.
Yeah, we had plenty of those. We would take bread, throw sugar on it, and pour coffee on it.
Oh, yikes.
Now, we didn't have a whole lot. We lived off the farm, and we took whatever we had. But one of the other word sandwiches I forgot to tell you about, had a cousin. She would take peanut butter, slice banana,
on
that.
Uh-oh. Are you there, Bob?
Oh, no. I think he must have walked into the nowhere land.
I hope Bob was not struck by lightning.
Yeah,
there.
I do too.
That did not sound good. Well, it was a peanut butter and banana sandwich is where we were there. Bob, if you're out there, call us back.
Yeah, please.
740-383-9944, or if anybody else would like to call us, 740-383-9944. Hope that wasn't our phone line that just went.
Yeah, that, and I hope Bob's okay.
it sounded
bad.
It sounded bad. But a peanut butter and banana sandwich, that was Elvis Presley, was it not?
Yeah, I think it was, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But you had to fry it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I believe so.
How do you fry peanut butter? It would just go everywhere.
I think you take the bread and you smear it with peanut butter, and then you put the banana on it, and then you... I hope this is
and
off.
You fry it.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, we got cut off. It went to a busy signal.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. Anyway, I can get back to that sandwich. It was peanut butter, banana, lettuce. She would slice celery and put on top of the lettuce. Then on the other piece of bread, we put mayonnaise.
Were you friends with Elvis?
He ate up all of that.
Peanut butter, banana, and... Now, was it real mayonnaise or Miracle Whip?
No, real mayonnaise back then, they did.
Like the Hellmann's.
Yeah.
A little bit of spice.
And we had a lot of weird things, but I've got a comment to make on a diet.
Go ahead.
It's called a seafood diet.
Know where he's going.
Go ahead. What is it?
A seafood diet is you eat what you see.
There you go. A lot of people have that diet.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's my diet.
That's my diet. Whatever I feel like eating and I see it, I eat it.
Go for it. Hey, well, thanks.
We used to eat a lot of weird stuff back in the days. We lived here in town, but we worked on a farm out of Martell. And they had a good-sized farm back then, and everything we had came off the farm.
Yeah.
And on Sundays, we had some chickens in the backyard. My dad and I would go out and cut a couple chickens, their heads off, drain them.
Yikes!
And scare them off, and hang them on the clothesline. And he worked there at the flour mill there on North Prospect. And we'd bring home a bag of flour on Friday. And Mom would make homemade noodles, and dumplings and chicken. That was our Sunday dinner.
You know, when you start to hear how you have to do those chickens, it makes them a little unappetizing.
we had an old wire clothesline, and we just hang on the wire clothesline, let them drain, and then cook them, and that would be our supper on Sunday night.
There's probably a code against that in your town somewhere. But.
Yeah, that's right. But there was a lot of stuff out there that people wouldn't think about eating today that we ate back then.
That is for sure. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Phone lines are open. If you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else. But we're talking about weird foods today and diet tips and things of that nature. That's the topic of conversation, 740-383-9944. Don't forget Swap Shop coming up 12:15 to 1 today.
I don't think I finished my story about the weirdest thing I've eaten, and it happened to be dog. And
oh, dog.
I didn't know I was eating it at the time in down in Ecuador.
Did it bark?
No.
Go ahead, Carla.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're talking about Spam. It is ham.
Is
I
it?
Understand.
Ah,
ham.
Uh-huh. And I have a recipe for a quiche. And my family just think that's the greatest thing until they find out that it's ham. They thought it was Spam. And I said, no, it's Spam. Oh, my gracious, I can't believe that. But it has green peppers and onions. And then you take your cheese and put that over in a pie pan. And then you take your Bisquick mix and mix that up, and that makes your crust. And it is really good. So every time I hear people say ham and or Spam, and yeah, that's it. But I love just to take it out of the can cold. But my family, they don't like that. But it makes the biggest difference if you fry the Spam, and then I always put a slice of onion on it, and it's very, very good.
Sounds almost as good as a bologna fried sandwich to
there
me.
There you go. It'd be almost the same thing.
Yeah, it would.
You know, and I don't know why Spam has such a bad reputation.
I don't either. I think it's because the men had it so much in the service.
Yeah.
That, you know, they probably told their wives, don't pick Spam for me.
Well, when you take it out of the can, it makes a nasty sucking sound. And then there's all that gelatin that flops out with it.
Yes.
It's just not appetizing. Yes. Now, it's kind of like eating groundhog, I guess.
Groundhog.
If you don't know what you're eating, like when I ate dog, I didn't know.
I don't want to try that.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no. Let's see, what else did you talk about? Oh, I would love to take my bread and put salad dressing on it, and then take peanut butter on the other side and put lettuce in between that.
That sounds good.
That makes the best sandwich. And I used to be a district officer, and when we would for United Methodist Women, and when we would go for the different meetings once a month, a lot of times it was peanut butter and lettuce sandwich, because you didn't have to worry about it, you know, spoiling, you know, if you had a certain type, like tuna salad or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
But that was a very famous sandwich.
Well, didn't the mayonnaise or the Miracle Whip, didn't that spoil on that sandwich?
No, not really, because
wasn't
you wouldn't put that much on.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
just more or less to... I guess the flavor.
So you're a good Methodist woman. My mother was a Methodist minister's wife.
Is
great,
that right?
Great people.
Yes. Well, I was a district officer for Findlay District.
Ah.
And I enjoyed that terrific. And you become a family.
Yeah.
And when we all get together, it'd be like a family.
Yeah.
And there was something else that you guys were talking about, and I was going to... It wasn't... Oh, the exercise man. I can't remember his name now. But I think I did see him one time on TV.
Richard Simmons.
Yes,
yeah.
Where he was a little heavier than what he was.
Yeah, I think I've seen him a little heavier.
I think that's what happens. I think he's gained weight, and, you know, that happens.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
But it's so a part of who he was and his whole brand. I think that's why he's in the house.
Well, yes, I hope he can get past that.
And then you're talking about the chicken. I remember my mother many times getting the chicken, and she had a tree log, and she had two nails right beside each other, just wide enough to put that chicken's head or neck between it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't.
And she would take that hatchet and chop his head right off.
Oh,
and
lights
then
out.
She'd put him on the ground, and he'd flop all around. You know, a reaction of the muscles, I guess, and everything. And then she'd hang it on the tree or on the clothesline, and that was to bleed chicken. And my father always said, he worked in a grocery store on Main Street, and he would always say, if you cook a chicken and it's dark around the bone, it was not bleeding.
Huh.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. But he's, and to this day, if I get a piece of chicken, I won't eat that. I thought, no. So, but anyway,
No.
I do enjoy your program.
Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate you for listening.
All right. Bye-bye.
See, because, Glenn, we've got to have these callers.
Yeah.
Because other than that, it's just you and I. And what are we going to talk about? Richard Simmons and his baby oil.
Well, I want to tell you about my grandfather, who was a doctor, and he used to cut the heads off of fish when we were fishing, and he could cut the head off so the heart continued to beat, and that
really?
Was kind of gross.
Whoa. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I have a philosophy. When you go into a restaurant, you know, to eat.
Right.
If you can't read it, don't eat it.
Okay? And if they don't have a price next to it, I don't eat it either.
Nice talking to you.
Nice to you. Thank you. We appreciate the calls. Again, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. We're not like Larry King and those people who like to cut. Well, Larry King's in the hospital now. He's hidden like Richard Simmons. But we like to listen to our callers. We like to have conversations with them here.
Yeah.
We want to learn about them. You stay on the line as long as you want. But if it does happen to be a busy signal, it just means we're on the line with somebody else.
That's
so
right.
Keep on trying back. 740-383-9944. This is the Charlie Evers Show. Charlie's out sick today, but nothing serious. I talked to Charlie this morning, and he'll be back hopefully tomorrow or early in the week, midweek. No, Charlie's on Wednesday, isn't he?
Yeah.
Maybe he can come in on Monday. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, you guys were talking about spam a while ago.
We were.
Hey, I hate to disappoint anybody's bubble, but if you're hungry, that stuff tastes good.
Oh.
So the hungrier,
try.
The hungrier you are, the better it is.
That's true in a lot of things.
That's right.
While I was over to Germany in the service, the spam, I never had it before, but it tasted good when you was hungry.
That was part of your rations over in Germany.
Well, we got extra and took it with us before we went out in the fields and had to spend several days at a time.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Well, hey, I thank you for sharing that with us.
Okay, hey, we also had hot spam.
Oh, how'd you do that? Were you...
Laid the stuff on the manifolds of the truck.
Now, that's creative.
How do you get the grease off of it after you've done it on the manifold? Oh, me. Yeah. Anyway, when he said we had hot spam, I thought maybe they sprinkled hot sauce on it or something.
Oh, you thought like spicy spam.
Yeah.
I think you can buy spicy spam now.
Okay, and you can buy spicy anything.
Well, what does spam stand for then? If it's ham,
I tried to look it up. I didn't see.
Sounds like ham.
It is pork.
Spam.
It did say it's pork, but
so it's not ham.
Well,
it's
ham
pork.
Is pork.
Yeah, but is it ham or is it pork? Is it more? Is it closer to a pork chop? Or ham.
Okay, I'm going to look it up again.
Oh, man. 740-383-9944 is the phone line here. Glenn Coble and Scott Spears along with you for the ride today. Swap Shop, 12:15 to 1 p.m. today. Don't miss that. The Adam the Computer Guy Show, 2:15 to 3 p.m. And we've got a whole nother hour here of the... What?
They've got pumpkin spice spam now.
Oh, delicious.
Oh, crap.
We're going to talk about that next hour because this pumpkin spice has gotten out of control. It's too much. This is the Charlie Evers Show. Charlie out a little under the weather today, but he will be back tomorrow or next week. We don't know yet, but we're going to continue with this show right after this short but important break. Listen to the news and weather as those sounds fly through the air.
Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For legendary comedian and the voice of Ursula in the Little